The United Nations organization that regulates international shipping recently decided to move toward banning the use of heavy fuel oil in the Arctic. The thick oil could present unique challenges for cleanup in the event of a spill, especially in cold temperatures. Environmental groups are cheering the decision, but the ban is still a ways from becoming a reality. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig has this report.
Heavy fuel oil, also called HFO, is relatively cheap, which is why it's commonly used by big commercial ships around the world, and to a lesser but still significant degree, in the Arctic. Kevin Herron is the Arctic Program Director for Pacific Environment, an international conservation organization. He represented the group in early April in London at the meeting of one of the committees of the International Maritime Organization.
It is a big deal that the IMO has been looking at a ban. It's a very cautious body, and it normally does not act without strong support from countries.
The United States was one of several countries that submitted a paper recommending the move. Heavy fuel oil is, well, heavy, and it could present some particular difficulties in a spill. It sinks in many cases when it's cold, and it doesn't disperse easily. Austin Amasuk from Nome also attended the meeting. He's a marine advocate for the Bering Strait Regional Nonprofit Corporation, Kowarik, and he supports HFO being taken out of use in the Arctic.
We want our waters as pristine as possible, and a heavy fuel oil spill or burning of heavy fuel oil represents or is some of the dirtiest ship power generation that exists.
One of Amasuk's big concerns is how such a spill could affect marine subsistence resources in the Bering Strait region. Even though the regulatory group made the decision to start developing a ban, there's still a lot that will have to happen before it's put in place. Jeff Lance with the U.S. Coast Guard was the lead representative for the U.S. at the meeting. He says the group will have to assess the impacts of a ban.
It would be looking at the environmental benefit, but it would also be looking at the cost to shipping. It could be looking at the cost to communities in the Arctic. Would it raise the cost for delivery of goods and services to these communities?
Once the assessment is done, the terms of the ban will have to be negotiated, including things like when it would go into effect. A final decision may still be several years out. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Fairbanks.